622 1320 WILS. I want to get to the Larry Nassar case because today Attorney General Bill Schuette announcing 22 new sexual assault charges against the former MSU doctor. Kobe Bruno with us, attorney for the Victim Rights Law Center. Kobe, great to have you on WILS.
Thanks, Michael.
Well, first of all, I mean, you've seen a lot of cases involving sexual assault. How does the Larry Nassar case stack up right now?
Well, I mean, it stacks up pretty high. I think that the amount of charges on him are basically unbelievable, even for someone like me who, on a day-to-day basis, works at an organization that represents sexual assault and rape victims.
Now, here's a bit of Bill Schuette talking about the girls that were actually assaulted, and here's how he explains it.
The girls abused by Dr. Nassar were so young and so innocent that they didn't fully understand what Nassar was doing to them until many years later.
What is that process when victims suddenly realize something bad happened?
Well, I think for me, as an advocate for victims all over, I think it does a little bit of a disservice to say that people or victims are, some of them are so young and so innocent, because the bottom line is, regardless of whether or not you're young or innocent, this happened, and this happened to an incredible amount of victims, regardless of whether or not they were young and innocent. And it happens nationally, regardless of whether or not victims are young and innocent. I mean, we're talking about a lot of college girls. We're talking about a lot of young girls and the gymnastics team, not knowing what the proper, you know, medical procedures were. But the bottom line is, each one of those girls knew that something was wrong.
And from what you've seen in these cases, how does it really continue on for so long with so many victims?
Well, I mean, I think that you look no further than the investigation that was, you know, put forth against him at the school. Mm-hmm. You know, you bring in doctors who know him and you say, no, he's a very reputable doctor. And then the victims themselves really question whether or not what he did was assault when they know in their heart it was. And they know because they felt wrong and it wasn't right and it wasn't what they signed up for. But at the same time, you value someone else's medical opinion and it's not your field of expertise. So someone says, oh, this is my medical field of expertise and I need to do this. Mm-hmm. And that's where you really get a lot of these charges, because this is a person of authority. This is a person in a powerful position. This is a person with a very big reputation, and all of those things make it much more easy for a perpetrator to perpetrate a crime like this against vulnerable people.
And what's the psyche of the perpetrators themselves? I mean, how is it that they either have no fear or no guilt about what they're doing?
I think they're just serial rapists. I mean, I think there's, you know, I think you look at the DSM-4 or, you know, some other psychological diagnosis, and I think they can't stop. It's about power. It's about getting away with it. And it's about doing it over and over and over again as a serial rapist. And I think our culture needs to hold more serial rapists accountable. Unfortunately, we don't. Yeah. So I think a lot of people are out there raping a lot of people in this way, maybe not the amount that Nassar was doing, but at the same time, certainly each serial offender has, you know, at least seven victims.
We're talking to Kobe Bruno, attorney with the Victims' Rights Law Center based in Massachusetts. Tell me this, Kobe, when it comes to the number of victims here, how are these cases really going to proceed? 80 so far out of MSU, how's the trial going to actually work?
Well, it really depends on how the prosecutor and how the AG's office wants to go down a path. Mm-hmm. You have to remember, when you have a criminal justice system that doesn't let things like, stacking multiple victims in one particular case, unless it's based on pattern evidence, that's a problem, right? Mm-hmm. Because what you want is, you want to be able to show that this perpetrator perpetrated on 80 victims or over 80 victims in virtually the same type of way each time.
So there's going to be a limit of victims that are allowed to be known by the jury? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. I mean, usually all the victims are sequestered, and usually each one of these cases is brought by itself, not necessarily stacking them all in a line to be sort of, you know, you have this vision about what it looks like. And certainly when I thought about these cases, I would think, oh, you parade these victims in one after another after another. But it doesn't work.
It doesn't work that way. And in terms of the defense, do you have any ideas of how he'll likely defend his actions?
I mean, I have no idea. Yeah. Hey, I mean, I imagine it will be somewhat based on medical, and he may get a bunch of his friends and cronies to say that, you know, this was medically appropriate. But I think there's enough people that are going to say it was not medically appropriate, to totally, you know, put that to bed.
How are they going to find a jury in Michigan that is not aware of this case, do you think?
You know, they might not. I mean, they may have to go elsewhere, but I think there's a lot of people that don't read the newspaper when it comes to this, or don't listen to the headlines when it comes to rape and sexual assault. I think a lot of people in our culture believe it doesn't happen at the incredible rates that it happens. And so with a crime like rape and sexual assault, it might actually not be that hard to find a jury.
The case itself, is there any doubt in your mind that what the verdict will end up being here?
No, not one iota of doubt in my mind.
Okay, and that's just what, because of the number and the nature of what he did, or what is it?
Well, I mean, yes, I think it's the number of people. I think it's the prototype for what he did, and it's the pattern for how he did it, and it's, you know, bringing his friends along to testify for him that these were medical procedures. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's all just really disgusting stuff.
Tell me this, and one last thing, Kobe, when it comes to the victims, how much does it help them to see a perpetrator put away?
I mean, I think it helps immeasurably. I think most importantly, though, the best part about this is that all of these victims were emboldened by each other's stories. So this may not have, someone may never have come forward if they hadn't known about other women that this happened to. So this is really a testament to the power of, you know, the number of victims that he assaulted and raped. And I think, to me, it speaks volumes about how something like this can really embolden victims, really bring them out of the shadows, so that they can see their perpetrator face justice.
Kobe Bruno, attorney for the Victim Rights Law Center, right here on WILS. Kobe, thank you very much.
Thank you.
6:30, when we come back, we'll talk about, we'll talk about seven new planets discovered that may contain life. NASA's pretty sure. We'll hear from one of their top scientists. That's next on WILS.